Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour here. Toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Just got an update from one of the four people who was targeted a few weeks ago before we went to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Fork Fest, in the woods in northern New Hampshire. We were at a local hangout that we call Keene Nightcap here in downtown Keene every Friday night. We've been protesting for the last 3 months the so-called lockdown stay-at-home order by His Excellency, the Governor Chris Sununu, here in New Hampshire. That's actually how he refers to himself in the orders that he writes. We've been protesting those on a weekly basis every Friday night at this nightcap event by going out and just hanging out in Central Square. And sometimes the group gets larger than 10 people, which is definitely a violation of the governor's orders, although some would
argue. Are those orders still standing?
That's a great question. I don't know. Excellent question. That's one worth doing a little bit of research on. I think the stay-at-home order is still in place, but I could be wrong. I've been away for 2 weeks, as you have as well. And you and I didn't pay too close of attention to His Excellency and whatever claptrap was coming out of his mouth.
I would have assumed it would have gone away when the bars reopened anyway.
But they came. That's a great point. They came to finally threaten nightcap after 12 weeks. It was week number 12, and they showed up at 2:20 in the morning and started littering our cars with their unwanted trash, which they call tickets. And they say that there's some sort of town ordinance that says you can't park on Main Street or around Central Square after 2 a.m. every single day of the week because they need to bring a street sweeper out and do street sweeping type things, and so they don't want any cars there. That's the claim. Ultimately, I challenged the ticket that was left on the car that I was driving, and they dropped it. And now another guy who is, you know, he's not as well known, I would say, to the parking department has also attempted to challenge his ticket, and they dropped his ticket as well. So
nice.
Now two out of the four tickets have been dropped at this point.
Do we know what's happening with the other two? Do they intend to challenge them, or are they just...
I know for a fact that Lee, our Peakless Mountaineer, our co-host, is attempting to challenge, and okay. I don't know what Wes is doing. I suspect he's going to try to challenge it, but it's just good news that we have worn them down, I think, to some extent here with all of the activists.
Well, what is the fee? Like $15?
$15, yeah.
It's not worth it to them.
For all of the activists who have taken a parking ticket to trial, in fact, Mark, you even did that at one time, didn't you? They kicked it out. They didn't.
Yeah, I think I took two. I think I took one, and then something happened, and I wasn't able to do the second one. But I now carry in my car a piece of paper, signed and notarized, that says that I do not suffer, allow, or permit anyone to park my car illegally. And the reason is, I believe that it is a violation of the Constitution of the United States to put a parking ticket on somebody's car and just claim that they parked it there. And
because
if
it's under your name,
you're
liable. If
they didn't park it there, that somehow they're responsible for it. Here in America, you're supposed to have to prove that somebody committed a crime before you punish them. And they can't prove that. Now, in the laws here in Keene, New Hampshire, it says very specifically you may not suffer, allow, or permit someone to park your car illegally. So I have a piece of paper signed and notarized. You know, I'm speaking legal mumbo jumbo to legal mumbo jumboists.
Mm-hmm. Now, who do you give this paper to?
Well, if I were to ever, it just sits in the car. Mm-hmm. It's moved from car to car. It's moved from several cars. It doesn't really matter. And
is the point that you would introduce it as evidence?
I would introduce
trial?
It in evidence, dated and from like 2012 or whenever this occurred. If I ever happened to get another ticket, and then then what do they do?
Didn't they drop the last?
Your Honor, I have clearly not suffered, allowed, or permitted anyone to park my car there, so now it is up to the prosecution to prove that I did, in fact, park the car there.
Which they can't do.
Good luck, ladies and gentlemen. Because that's what I want to know. I want to know how in America do you convict somebody of doing something without having any proof that they did it?
Yeah, that's a great point. And if it were to come down to it, I think a lot of these ordinances are probably not constitutional at all. And if somebody bothered to actually do whatever legal wrangling would be required to challenge it in that way, they may actually have some success in overturning it. But most of these cities know that the average person is not going to challenge a parking ticket. They are going to pay it. And that's what they rely on. They rely on mass compliance. They rely on mass obedience. And they rely on mask compliance and mask obedience as well. It's all about volunteering into this system.
Well, that's what it should be with masks. You should be able to volunteer. If you want to wear a mask, you should be able to do so.
Not in New Jersey. The news breaking out of NBC New York, this just published today, that New Jersey is now extending their face mask mandate to include outdoors. New Jersey governor...
This just baffles me. Exactly what doctor is saying that this is a good idea?
Oh, I'm sure they've got one. He probably works for the state.
I just don't understand, because every time I hear things on the radio, on television, in person, it all says that it's about the viral load and the buildup in enclosed spaces. That's what would cause one to get it.
Well, you can never be too safe, Mark.
Well, I suppose that's the case. But if we could never be too safe, then why aren't we all just strapped in at our houses?
Well, don't give them any ideas.
No, they just,
I mean, that is what they want.
Apparently.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, according to NBCNewYork.com, issued an executive order on Wednesday, requiring people to wear face masks outdoors when they can't socially distance, in addition to the existing rules for indoor masks. Certain exceptions apply. Kids under 2 don't have to wear them, and face coverings aren't required for people eating or drinking at an outdoor dining establishment. They're also excused in cases where mask wearing would inhibit health or safety. So they are saying...
They're only saying social distancing.
When
right?
You cannot socially distance.
Right, so...
So walking down a busy sidewalk, you're supposed to wear a mask.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, does that really count because you're not there very long?
Yeah, it counts to them.
According to what we just read, it counts.
All right, so I'm just trying to think about how this applies, because, yes, you're supposed to socially distance, but a mask is supposed to mitigate the social distancing. And these rules apply sort of double, inside as opposed to outside, and, you know, these sorts of things. If you're outside, the chances of you getting viral load outside are insignificant.
Can we call it something else?
No.
Requiring masks outdoors is a step I had hoped we would not have to take, said Murphy on Wednesday, and continued saying, quote, by and large, New Jerseyans have been outstanding in their compliance, but unfortunately we've been seeing a backslide in compliance in New Jersey and across our nation, unquote.
That's because people are sick of this crap. It changes day to day. There's no rhyme or reason to it. There's certainly no science to it. It's just people being told what to do and other people trying to socially pressure them into doing what they've been told to do because nobody knows anything.
And that's how it's been working, and it's been working very well in places like, Philadelphia. We had a guy, Nick, who used to live here in Keene. He came up to Forkfest a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying that in Philly, it's 95% compliance.
That's what I've been seeing lately here in Keene.
Really?
Yeah.
It didn't seem that bad today when I was out and about, but... You're downtown more often than I am, so you probably know.
Well, I went to Walmart. I hate going to Walmart anyway, but I went there Monday because sometimes you need something quickly that you can only get there. And I think I was the only person...
Not lawn darts.
Yeah. I think I was the only person in the building not wearing a mask.
Wow. Murphy said that an outdoor mask mandate at places like Jersey Shore boardwalks, while difficult to police, was necessary given the rising number of cases in most of the country. According to the story here, the state's transmission rate as of Wednesday is 1-to-1, meaning one sick person infects at least one other person. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo would say that level of transmission defines an outbreak. Studies show masks...
Oh, Andrew Cuomo knows. He's a real expert. Right. Forcing the nursing homes to take sick COVID patients. That's what caused a good portion of the deaths.
Masks are proven infection mitigators when worn correctly. However, I don't know if you've noticed, but people don't really wear these things correctly now, do they?
That's because they're uncomfortable.
And even if they do wear them correctly, they touch their faces constantly, which completely undoes any benefit of wearing the mask.
I wore my comfortable mask into the hospital. They made me put a mask on over it.
Wow. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Anarcho-Vegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Avins O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for anarchovegas.com.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs, Jimmy, Coco, another Shar Pei, one pug who is Joe. I have stuck with the Dinovite for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on really how well my dogs look, what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, yep, they get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
Dinovite is nutrition.
All I have to do is say dog food. It's a pandemonium. They can be half asleep, and they're up and thrilled.
She just looks up all squeaky clean.
You don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
People do ask how they get Dinovite. I tell them, I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCN Life. Life.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. After spending the last 2 weeks in the woods in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, Aria, you and I and dozens of others were there, and we managed to get away from all of this mask insanity. You were there for a couple days, which was cool. But we were there for 2 full weeks, and it was awesome.
It's like 4 days.
But we got away from all... No, I think you did one night and then a second night. I think that was
so there's
two
day,
nights.
The day before the night and the day after the night.
You might have been there for 48 hours in total. But, you know, it was something.
More than that.
People were glad.
I don't think he was there 48 hours.
People were glad to see you, Mark.
I'd be willing to bet.
When you did make your appearances, people were glad to see
you. Well, the first time you weren't there for 24 hours total.
Not even, yeah. No.
It was more like 18,
yeah.
I think. And the second time, I don't remember what time you came in. But you were gone pretty early the next day as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you two full days credit. But
thanks, Mr. Liberty, school crossing guard.
We managed to avoid all of this nonsense with the masks. There was very few people with masks at the campground. There were maybe 3 or 5 people there, something like that, during the first week at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I would say even fewer during the second week.
I don't think there were any during Pork Fest.
I feel like I saw somebody in the distance with a mask on towards the very end of the week when some of the average folks were coming into the park, but most of them didn't have masks on either, so it was a real refreshing change from living in mask world, where now in New Jersey it's apparently going to be mandatory as of, I guess, today that people must wear masks while in public in places in which they cannot, quote, socially distance. So, as you pointed out, a busy sidewalk would likely require somebody who was on that sidewalk to be wearing a mask. According to the story, let's see here, at NBCNewYork.com, the governor, Phil Murphy, is trying to talk down towards people who don't wear masks. They talk about studies showing that masks are proven infection mitigators. The governor says it's not about politics, as some national leaders have made it out to be. He says it's a matter of life and death, literally, both for mask wearers and those around them. New Jersey has already lost more than 15,400 people to the virus. The state is the nation's second most impacted COVID state, next to New York, reporting more than 174,000 COVID cases since early March as of Wednesday. And those sound like big, scary numbers, don't they?
They do, but it's all COVID cases that are being reported now. No one's talking about COVID deaths. And all indications are that the number of COVID deaths are in a sharp decline.
Yes, and also the...
Yes, I've been obsessed with this page from the CDC.
Mark has this graph that he makes love to each night when he goes home. He doesn't want us to share that information here on the air, but...
I do love this graph, and at this point there is, ladies and gentlemen, no evidence. There's no evidence. There's no evidence of a second... of a resurgence, because you'd have to have a surgence in order to have a resurgence, of a surgence of deaths, a resurgence of deaths in the United States. The highest amount of deaths was April the 11th. It appears as though the week ending June the 13th will be the last week that peaks up over the acceptable death range. Yes, the United States government does have an acceptable number of deaths that can occur in a given week. And by the way, they can be as high as about 60,000, and you know that's everything's fine.
Well, when you say acceptable, I think the more accurate term would just be normal. This number of people expected to die. Not that the United States government, as evil as it is, is like, okay, this number of deaths, this is accessible, this is acceptable, this is too many. It's just like, this is what we expect.
Fine. I can tell you this. On January the 11th, 2020, it was completely... No one was worried about anything, and the number of people died was about 60,000. However, April the 11th, when everybody's screaming their heads off, the number of people who died was 79,000. So... another 19,000, what is that, an additional 33% of deaths, I guess. Is that the right number? And, you know, the whole world's coming to an end.
Many of these people would have died anyway because they were already elderly and
sick. Well, that's the thing we don't know, is that we do know that the average, what I believe it's the median age for death of COVID is 80. Right? Yeah. So 80-year-olds are closer to death than 30-year-olds. And And if a bunch of 80-year-olds are dying, that would presumably mean that the numbers of deaths would diminish out in the future. So,
as the number of old people died?
That's right. Well, you can only die once.
That's right.
At this point. So when you die in April, on April the 11th, you can't die on October the 23rd.
But you can vote on November the 7th.
Indeed. Dead people, vote Democrat and vote often.
Well, if only 15,400 people in New Jersey have died so far, that is indeed higher than the rates in other states where it's like 2% of 1% of the population has died. In New Jersey, it's 17.4% of 1%. So it's still a fraction of a small fraction of the population in New Jersey who has actually died from COVID. If you believe the government's numbers,
sure.
And I say there's no reason whatsoever to believe these numbers. They are inflated, and they're not realistic at all.
But even if they are realistic, it's just absolutely absurd that the nation is being, that states are being put through this over 17% of a percent.
Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's on our Discord server. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, next year I want Mark to start punching a time clock when he goes to Porkfest. I want to know the exact hours.
Yeah, this is really important stuff. And by the way, Ian pointed out how glad everybody was to see me. He didn't point out how glad anybody was to see his butt.
I'm sure everybody was glad to see everybody.
But anyway, they got to see Jazzy when they saw Ian, so yes. Everyone was happy to see Ian.
Everybody is happy to see Ian's dog.
Jazzy is always a star.
It's true.
Anyway, in our clinic now, we stand at probably a little bit more than 50 positive tests. Only one had to go to the hospital. All have fully recovered, with the exception of the few that are still positive.
What are the age ranges of these 50 people?
They're mostly, senior people like me.
So even with a bunch of seniors, you haven't had a problem with dying. Only one had to be hospitalized.
No. Well, people are. For the most part, here's how it normally runs, is the person will be sick for 2 or 3 days, mm-hmm. and then they get well. And
so like any other flu or cold, basically.
Yep, exactly.
Now, and you've tested these people, right? You've actually used the government-approved COVID-19 tests on them? To determine that they do it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've actually taken the test twice myself now. Both.
Is it really as awful as it's made out to be?
Yeah, they stick a thing up your nose. It's,
it looks uncomfortable.
It does.
It's not nice. But a lot of our patients have had multiple tests, and they've had multiple positives. Like if they get a test 1 week and it's positive, mm-hmm. and they're supposed to come back in 14 days and get another test, and if that's positive, what I want to know is, are those considered two cases? Which I think they are. I think they're counting those as individual cases, even though it's the same person.
Right.
Test. So these numbers are fake. They're padded.
Totally. Stand by, Gene. I know you got more here. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is with us, giving us the inside scoop from inside a doctor's office down there in Tennessee. Is it as bad as they want you to believe it to be? He says no, and he's right there in the middle of it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. You can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the President of Mexico meeting at the White House on Wednesday. The President saying that the United States and Mexico have a close relationship.
The people of Mexico and the United States are joined together by shared values, shared faith, and shared future. on this beautiful continent. We're both proud sovereign nations built over generations by the sweat, sacrifice, and devotion of hardworking people who love their country and who give everything they have to create a better life for their beautiful children. In the United States, the extraordinary contributions of Mexican Americans are felt in every industry, every community, and every facet of our nation.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 177 points to finish the day at 26,067. This is USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the coronavirus pandemic is clearly not over, and the single best thing Americans can do is wear a mask.
It's clear it's the right thing to do. It's time for us to take responsibility not only for our own health, but for the health of others.
Speaking with reporters, a Kentucky Republican says the GOP wants to wait and see regarding the status of COVID-19 before deciding on another congressional relief package.
I can tell you confidently it won't be $3 trillion. That bill is not going anywhere. And in terms of the amount, we'll let you know when we announce it.
The Kremlin announced last week that 78% of Russian voters supported changing their constitution to permit Vladimir Putin to remain president of the Russian Federation until 2036. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas saying they're troubled by the recent actions by the Russian government. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
Bitcoin.com is available to those of you out there who want to learn some stuff. Maybe you want to learn the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Get on over to Bitcoin.com. You can do that there. Or if you're not so new, you're old school, you want to get the latest news headlines, they got that for you over on their news website at news.bitcoin.com. So get started at Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we are discussing the state of New Jersey now mandating mask use outdoors in places where so-called social distancing is not possible. We got Gene the Christian Anarchist on the line. He's calling from Tennessee, and he works in a doctor's office as a manager of a practice. So you've seen a lot of patients so far. You said about 50 patients over the last few months, and of all those 50 patients, only one had to go to the hospital and since recovered. And most of your patients are elderly folks, but again, even for most elderly people, they're surviving this. It's the ones who are pretty messed up that are having the toughest time, right?
Or who are 80 freaking years old.
Yeah. That's what I mean. But no, 80-year-olds are surviving this. They have to be 80 and also, like, infirmed and, like, deathly ill in order to die from this. My understanding.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to be 80 and get anything because, you know, you're already pretty weak. But the tests also, I would point out, have false positives. You know, every test out there, we do a lot of lab testing in our facility, and tests come back sometimes falsely positive. Doesn't matter which test we're talking about.
Well, the doctor that I went to just, I talked to him yesterday. He said he wasn't doing COVID tests because the false positive is too high. He's not bothering with it. You want him to do it, he'll do it for you. But they took took blood from me a week ago for this thing, and they didn't bother running a COVID test on it. Because why bother? In his opinion, the test isn't worth it.
Well, plus then you might get one of these contact tracers on your butt after that, and then they'll start harassing you or harassing your family members or apparently threatening you with subpoenas. Now that's happening in some places.
So what are these contact tracers? Are these like government agents? Are they part of the FDA or the CDC or something?
I believe they are working for health departments.
And
like
they're basically hired to police the interactions of people who have tested positive for COVID-19?
That's correct. We can talk more about that coming up here because I do have a story about that. But Gene, what else did you want to share?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about more about this testing because the testing has just gone crazy. We go to the hospital to take my wife in to see patients once in a while at the hospital. And usually when they were doing testing, there would be like five or six cars lined up. They were doing the testing outside in a tent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, because of all this accelerated testing, they had to move the tent to another area so that they had more room. And I took a video yesterday or day before yesterday of the cars lined up to take a test. And then I went back and played back my video and counted them. Those cars were lined up for four blocks. There were 122 cars lined up for their COVID test when there were normally like five or six. So this is, I mean, it's just going crazy. And there are so many studies now out that show that hydrochloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc is the treatment of choice for COVID-19. It is very, very effective. There was one webpage I saw that listed over 50 tests or 50 different studies that showed this gives you a positive result. And over half of those tests or those studies were peer-reviewed studies. So the science is settled. If people like to say the science is settled on something, I think that's a false thing to say. I don't think you can ever say the science is settled.
Yeah, the whole point of science is to constantly challenge preconceived notions and theories and such.
But to all those people who like to say the science is settled on stupid things like global warming, I could say the science is settled on this hydrochloroquine. It is effective in treating this disease. So
then why are the media outlets panning it as a terrible idea? It's deadly, and it does nothing.
I can tell you exactly why. Because the drug companies don't want you using this because it's cheap. They want to do research and come out with basically the same kind of medication that's protected by patent. So instead of being pennies for each pill, they can charge you $1,000 for a course of treatment. And that's the reason they're trying to attack hydrochloroquine.
It sounds right based on my experience with the medical and pharmaceutical industries. I mean, that is exactly the kind of thing they do.
Well, we see it all the time in the medical industry. We see effective treatments that are generic drugs, and they get run out. And, you know, all of a sudden, after using them for 50 years, the FDA says, oh, they're dangerous. Now you got to use this new drug that just came out that costs 1,000 times more.
Well, plus, if they can not only come out with some sort of new drug or vaccine or whatever, they can also get governments to mandate that people take it, some sort of a mandatory vaccine system that may come about that a lot of people are I think, legitimately concerned may come about at some point, in which case then that'll mean big money, because then everybody will be forced to purchase this. And, of course, if they can't afford to buy it, they'll use welfare, and then the company will still collect on every single
one. One quick point for anybody who does test COVID-19 positive and they're concerned about this: your doctor might not give you hydrochloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc unless you request it. So request.
Thank you for the suggestions, Gene, the Christian anarchist. Appreciate hearing from you as always there on our Discord server. Sounded great, by the way. discord.lrn.fm is how you can get over there. And
that knowingly infecting with someone with the flu is a NAP violation. I'm glad that everyone suddenly agrees.
NAP is the non-aggression principle.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was laughed at when I said this back in February and January.
Not by me, you weren't. Because I think that this is one of the more interesting questions in the liberty sphere.
But knowingly is the key part of this.
I think you're right. But the difference with this virus is that there's at least some period of time that you have it that you don't know.
That's equally true of the
while
flu.
While you're shedding. How long?
Is the length of time relevant? Whether you're transmitting the disease to people for 1 day or 1 hour, you're still unknowingly transmitting it to people.
I agree, but it probably, I think it does matter. That's part of the whole thing is that you're just not entirely sure.
Well, I do not know the incubation period common cold.
We do agree that that knowingly spreading this virus
any virus
and potentially deadly virus is an aggression that violates the principles of liberty, right?
Right.
Okay, great. So for me, that is in and of itself an interesting point. And, you know, so
how far can I get away with being ignorant, though? So, like, for instance, I don't
how far?
No, like, I'll know if I get sick, right? Because I'm ill. I don't feel good. I mean, I know if I'm sick, but I don't know if I've got a cold. Maybe I've got a flu. I don't know.
You would take precautions not to infect other people, though.
I just know I'm not gonna. I'm probably gonna survive it. And so, I don't know if I would take any special precautions necessarily.
I mean, you wouldn't, like, sneeze on people.
No, certainly not on
purpose.
And if
you sneezed on your hand, you would wash it before you shook someone's hand or whatever.
But is it a violation to leave my home and go shopping while I'm ill?
No.
Am I obligated to hire someone to do my shopping for me?
I would say, again, no.
So it's not necessarily aggression, you're saying, to go out and about?
Would be an aggression to knowingly take actions that will infect people with the disease that you are carrying.
Well, I don't know if they will, but they might. Like if I'm touching the pin pad at the cash register or whatever.
But if you sneeze on your hand and then immediately touch it, you go from might to certain. Right.
More coming up here in moments. 855 450 free, like freedom.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have our Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into those, and you'll sound pretty great. On the air with us tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
And want to say thank you to Ala Loca, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. She is a contributor to the AMP program, $5 a month. It makes a difference for us when you do that. So thank you, Ala Loca, for helping us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Get on more radio stations around the country. Bring new internet listeners on board. Expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because sadly there are no other options out there on broadcast radio that are a principled voluntarist viewpoint like you find here on Free Talk Live. So thank you to Ala Loca and other amplifiers for supporting the show. You get some cool perks, you get some benefits from doing that, so go and get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, and also we've got, of course, PayPal and Bitcoin BTC as sign-up options at ampamp.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about cryptocurrency here, Bitcoin, acceptance, point-of-sale systems, and we're getting into the shaming on the part of the New Jersey governor, shaming people for not wearing masks, calling it an act of selfishness, plain and simple. He says it's a sign that you think you're invincible, and damn everyone else. The time for selfishness ended back in March. Well, aren't the people selfish who want to protect themselves, and aren't the people wearing masks also selfish?
Yeah, but see, they have a mask over that basically allows them to pretend like they're concerned about
other people.
86-year-old grandma.
Right.
It's not for themselves, no. They're concerned
right.
about grandma.
Because it used to be, you're trying to murder me if you go out without, if you go out for no good reason without a mask or what, and not wash your hands or whatever the claim is. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, wash your hands. But
yes.
You know, now you want to murder grandma because the goalposts have moved. And it's not that I don't understand what people's concerns are. This virus is real. I wouldn't claim that it's not. But you've got to, I mean, life goes on, right? Like, we're going to have a life here, and we've got to figure out how we're going to deal with this virus. And if it's listening to every Chicken Little running around that the sky is falling every time they bring something up, because, you know, somebody just pointed out the Simpsons paradox. I was pointing out that this isn't the, like, Homer Simpson. This has to do with tracking and these sorts of things. Basically, in the United States, most of the deaths occurred in the Northeast at first, and very few were happening in Florida. But we had to lock down in Florida because people could come from the Northeast, right?
Yeah, they actually even put police checkpoints in at the state border.
Well, now people are dying in Florida and Arizona and Texas. So we have to lock those down because people are dying there. But when they stop dying there and it moves to the next location in the United States, well, then we'll have to stay locked down in Florida because they could come back. Like, it never stops.
No.
It just never stops. When you give somebody your freedom, they will never stop taking it. Because, you know why? The Chicken Littles, it costs them nothing. They didn't want to come out of their house in the first place.
They made money.
These people are absolute ridiculous introverts that are like, ah!
No, it's not that they're introverts. It's that they made more money sitting at home.
Right.
Collecting that $600 bonus unemployment checks, while the people who actually went out and continued to work made a third of that.
Right.
So let's take
heroes.
Let's take for instance somebody who's makes $10.
Small consolation for me as I sit there watching these people sit at home making $850 a week in unemployment.
How much do they get normally? Let's say so $10 an hour. They make $10 an hour, $40. That's $400, right?
Pre-tax, yeah.
And then additionally, they get $600 on top of that, so they now get $1,000.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have to get paid pretty well. Now, I haven't been paid hourly in a long time, but you have to get paid pretty well to beat out this number. A person making $20 an hour, which seems like pretty good numbers to me. You know, I mean, it's not a terrible job. Mm-hmm. This isn't slave labor or anything, right?
It's probably a skilled job of some sort for $20 an hour.
You know, not around here. You can get a warehouse job or a variety of different jobs I see advertised on the side of the road. They're advertising for people because they can't get somebody making $20 an hour. $20 an hour is $800 a week.
Still less than the welfare.
Right. It's still less.
Yeah. It comes out to a $25 hour a week wage.
Yeah. Yeah. You basically had to have been making $25 an hour in order to want to return
to
work. Yeah, to match. But who wants to return to work?
Because then you got
to
work.
Because then you have to work. And you take.
You don't
risk.
Have the 40 hours anymore.
Everybody's taking the risk, right? Then you're taking this risk. So, you know, just this, at some point, like as soon as you stop, this is the problem with ever paying this this unemployment bonus in the first place. As soon as you stop paying that unemployment bonus, then the government's Trump is trying to kill the workers. The Democrats would have given you $1,200 for a year. We don't want work at all. Like, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Now, mind you, I don't want Donald Trump to win. I want Joe Jorgensen, the libertarian, to win. But at the very least, I can do math, and I won't lie to myself, and I won't lie to my friends about why it is I don't want to go to work or something.
So, Aria, you'd asked about these trackers or these tracers, these COVID tracers. This new job that never existed before, but now exists. And apparently, the deal is if you get caught with COVID, if you go and get yourself tested, and the word is you've got it, well, then you go on a list.
Sounds like a good reason not to get tested at all.
It's a great reason not to get tested. But for those poor bastards who did, well, and some investigators trying to follow up with them.
Did you recently receive an email from Google letting you know your location history for the last month?
No, but I know they have it.
I received it. It's a terrifying email.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, these are all the places you went during the last month. Mm-hmm. I assume it's in response to COVID-19,
could
obviously.
Be.
No, I've had that tracking on for a long time.
I know, but so have I. But I've never received
an email?
No, I have.
About it.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Not all the time. I mean, just every once in a while I'll get one. But, yeah, I looked at all of my movement in 2020, and yeah. I was all over the place.
After a woman in Rockland County, New York, the story from Washington Post, admitted to throwing her daughter a party while showing coronavirus symptoms, contact tracers sprung into action. They phoned dozens of guests, hoping to get the partygoers tested and isolated and stop an emerging virus cluster in its tracks.
Oh, no.
But many of the attendees hung up, handed the calls to their parents, or flat-out lied, saying they never made it to the event on June 17th. Others never answered the phone at all.
Good for them, man.
So, this week, county health officials tried a much more drastic approach. They issued subpoenas to 8 of the partygoers, ordering them to speak up to the disease detectives or face a fine of up to $2,000 per day.
Wow.
They subpoenaed people.
For what? For violating what law?
Well, that's the thing. A subpoena wouldn't necessarily have to be criminal, right?
We were just talking about parking tickets, and now it applies again. Aria, suppose I got in your car to, we went to the grocery, the convenience store to buy, you know, things that people buy at convenience stores. I then get out of your car and go back home, but I leave my phone in your car, and then you go to this rave, and then my phone is seen at the rave. These detectives, oh, I'm sorry, I might be misusing the term. These detectives are claiming that a person is on site because their phone is on site. And while this is likely, this is not true.
They haven't proven it.
Right.
Circumstantial.
So go ahead and do some police work and prove I was on site before you bother me with your crap. I don't have to talk to anybody in America. I have the right to remain silent. And whoever this is talking about a fine for not talking to the cops clearly doesn't understand what America is about.
Well, neither does the justice system. I mean, you saw what they did to Chelsea Manning when she refused to talk.
Yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to point out here. And I'm not an attorney.
That was for a judge.
I'm not an attorney here, but... doesn't the Fifth Amendment only apply in criminal testimony?
Well, they're talking about locking somebody up.
I don't know if they are.
Well, if they don't pay the fine, won't they lock them up?
Probably.
That's what a fine is.
Usually.
You can't fine somebody. What's a civil fine?
Ed Day, the county health executive who issued these summonses or was somehow involved, says, "It's amazing how smart some people got. Everybody's complying and helping us, which is all that we're trying to have happen. We're not looking to be punitive here." But they will if they have to.
Yeah, they're not trying to be punitive. That's not. They just wanted $2,000 a day in fines.
That's
not punitive
not
at all.
Punitive. No, that's why they use a subpoena, which is a court order, right? That's a court order saying you have to show up, isn't it? Or is it that they are able to issue a subpoena without the approval of a judge at the county?
I can't see how you could issue a subpoena without a judge.
At the county health department in Rockland County, New York.
It had to have been signed by a judge.
After some people across the country rose up against the lockdown measures, ignored social distancing requirements, and declared war on face masks, Rockland County's unapologetic legal strategy shows just how difficult it may be to get Americans to comply with yet another government effort to fight the pandemic that has surged in recent weeks. We'll tell you more about this COVID tracing nonsense that is not going to get any better likely anytime soon. Are they going to be coming after you next? Hour number three is on the way. 855-450 free like freedom is our number.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.